T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ready to take your game day to the next level? Enter now at WGR550.com for a chance to win a $300 tailgate tray certificate from Alibaba Kebab to feed 12 football fans each Friday, so tomorrow. A winner will be announced during Football Friday with us. Fire up your taste buds at any of Alibaba Kebab's three locations. Bulldog and I were just talking fantasy. Should have been here. Fly on the wall moment passed. Sorry.
You only play, the only league you're in where you use the ESPN app is the league that I'm in with you, right?
Yes.
That's the only, because it's possible. I want to look again before I'm not going to find out for sure. But I spent some time there. We're having a terrible year. All the guys we talked about with Ian Harditz who are having bad years are on my team.
You have all the juniors.
I have all the juniors. So Marvin Harrison Jr., Brian Thomas Jr., Fannin's been all right. He was a late add. Because I have George Kittle. And
junior.
Like Travion Henderson junior. Is on a just terrible, terrible, like just horrible luck, right? So we're or
just bad drafting. I mean, it's not all luck.
I was wrong to take Brian Thomas Jr.
Yes, it turns out you were.
Oh, shut up. So.
So was I.
Right.
Many times.
All right. Fine. I'll own whatever. Terrible
I was
dressing.
Just kidding.
I know. I hate my team, and you know, guys who were supposed to be good aren't good. So I would say that feels like more bad luck, but whatever. And I know you're just fooling around, but so I need a kicker. My kicker's on bye. We're 2-6. My first thought before I even opened the app was, am I even going to bother? Yeah, I have moves. I'll get it. I don't want to be the guy that leaves a spot vacant. Other people are competing. I'll go find a kicker. What do I want to know most? If my kicker is on bye and I'm going to replace him with another kicker, what is the number one thing I want to know about the guy I'm about to put on my team?
There's two for me that are they're equal.
Okay. Is one of them, when is his bye?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's the most important. What's the other one, just in case, because I'm not that experienced?
People might not realize or remember or care at all about this league that Paul, who runs it, limits your transactions to like 7 or 8 for the year. Otherwise, you just stream a kicker every week.
Right. And
you have to pay like $2 or something to do it.
Right.
So, yes, you want a kicker that has already had his bye week, and you want to know if they're injured.
Sure. Okay. Right. This ESPN fantasy app.
Yes.
There's the guy. Okay. There's the name. I click on the guy. There's stats and there's some graphs and there's some charts and there's recent performance and whatever. How do you not have in like red letters somewhere there by week? I remember when we drafted that. I saw that all over the place when we were doing our draft, when guys' bye weeks were, you know, because you want to not draft too many guys that are all going to be on the same bye week, right? It's something to keep in mind. Don't make me work here. I got to click on you, and I got to click on your game log and scroll to find where you're by. What are you doing? Be a little more user-friendly. The most important thing at this point in the season, to me, in this situation, I'm shopping for a kicker. Has he had his bye yet? Because I don't want to have to make another move.
That's right.
Because I'm signing a guy who's on bye next week. I just did not want to have to work it. I mean, it took 45 seconds.
This is what you hate.
But it just really pissed me off. Like, the mechanism should be, that information should be right there. You should not make me have to dive past a pie chart of his indoor versus outdoor kicking accuracy or whatever the you got on there. Just give me the information that is pertinent. Is he healthy, and has he had a week off yet? That's all I need to know. He's got a leg. He's going to kick. I'll take him.
Well, listen.
I'm not going to... who are his opponents? How likely are they to score touchdowns instead of field goals? Oh, my God. No. Does he have a pulse? Does he have a leg? Has he had a bye yet? That's all I need.
It's really Paul's fault.
Yes, for because having ESPN host this stupid league.
Well, I mean, no, it's his own rule. It's not even ESPN's rule. It's his
right.
rule.
Yeah, right.
That you have
right.
a it's just how he runs it. That's fine. It's not like I'm not really mad at him for this, but it's just... It's really what I think makes his league unique is this limit on transactions. ESPN wouldn't expect you to care that much.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's right.
Your guy's had his bye week yet, but if you have only 8 moves for the year, then you're absolutely wanting to know that. It's completely right to want to know that. I did the same thing today, and I looked at the list of kickers, same list as you, and needed one, same as you, and picked one, and I had to make sure when I did it that the guy had already had his bye week, and he had. So you have one less guy to pick from because of me.
Okay.
Chad Ryland.
Who did you grab?
Arizona.
Yeah.
They were on bye last week.
I decided to wait and just see what happens here over the next couple. You know, I don't need the guy that's kicking tonight or something if he's even available. I don't even know. So I'll just see what happens. Who knows? Maybe something happens here and Tyler Bass is activated or something. If Prater can't go and he's healthy and it's been holding them back, and I'll just grab him because the Bills have had their bye.
Also, you can run into trouble if you're not completely, and this happens to me too, really all the way up to speed on kickers, like, because some teams will have 2 guys listed. Miami might have Jason Sanders listed, who I don't think has played all year.
Okay.
Kind of like Bass. He's been on IR.
Yeah, okay.
I don't even know if he's not back. Maybe he's back. Mm-hmm. But Chicago has used 2 guys. Washington right. has used 2 or 3. Atlanta, like San Francisco. Some of these teams have used different. Indianapolis now. And you got to make sure you know who the right one is. So there's a little bit of that too. Brian Thomas Jr., not a bad pick, but whenever it goes like this, we talked to Ian Harditz earlier. He talked about Brian Thomas Jr.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's probably Lawrence's fault that this isn't going better. Think about all the different variables and players over the years, the constant.
When the season began right away, there was a Mac Jones got him off last year.
Yes, that's right.
That was a thing.
And I did a podcast at least once a week, twice a week, this show. I drafted 294 teams. I never once thought about that or heard anybody else mention it.
The Mac Jones
yes.
factor?
Yeah. We all just sort of, pilled ourselves into thinking that Jacksonville was like a nice idea. Liam Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence is going to actually be good now.
Cohen said this summer the offense is going to run through Brian Thomas Jr. When I heard that, it wasn't why I drafted him, but it was certainly on my mind when we drafted. I thought Jacksonville's going to be good. I started pushing them down in the reverse AFC yes. power rankings.
Yes.
First time ever. I'm running hot, and I got it right for a change. But I don't think you knew this was all coming here when you said we were talking fantasy, because I wasn't yelling at you during the break, but now I'm yelling.
Now you are.
I'm yelling now. I hate my team so much.
What you could always, though, this is just like real life with the Bills. Was it a bad pick? It doesn't work out. Was it a bad pick or were you unlucky? How much can you really know? Who else was available? Was Keon Coleman a bad pick? Not to say that we have to be there already, but was he a bad pick? Well, you could have picked Ladd McConkey. You also could have picked Jalen Polk.
Right.
You also could have picked Javon Baker. You could have picked other guys.
Xavier Leggett.
Yeah, like you could have done a lot of different things.
By the time you picked.
But, you could have picked Cooper DeJean, right?
Yep.
I mean, there's always... And numerous examples, dozens, hundreds of examples. You can always do that. How do you decide? I mean, I go all day on this subject, whether it's fantasy or not. How do you decide whether it was a good pick, a bad pick, unlucky, lucky? What determines that? I mean, you've got to be able to develop too. And this is, of course, quintessentially quarterback, but it can be any position, really. Like, if you draft a player who's ready to be good, but you don't teach him properly and you don't put him in the right role, then he's bad. And then was it a bad draft pick? Well, I guess yes. But then, by rule, all of your draft picks are bad because you don't know what to do with any of your players. This is the Bears, pretty much, or the Jets every time. They just don't know what to do with their guys. So they end up looking like busts, and some of them would have been anyway. And some not. I don't think Brian Thomas Jr. was a bad pick. I think Marvin Harrison might have been a bad pick because we already had a year and the Cardinals thing is just so... You see today?
No, I just all I know about them is that Murray's supposed to play, and thank God, because he's on my team too.
So Murray...
I hate my team.
You hate Murray.
I hate Murray.
Murray was supposed to talk today, but the Cardinals came out and said, we will make a quarterback available later in the week instead.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I mean, what is that? Everybody is miserable there.
That's kind of weird.
What is that?
Yeah.
You don't, now he's maybe not, this sounds like Lamar sometimes, you know, like the last time, last week. Oh, well, actually he was running the scout team. Okay. How come we didn't know that? Like what's going on? So I don't know if Harrison was the same as Brian Thomas and Henderson.
Yeah.
Henderson came up with Ian. And, like, I'm guilty on one big team of drafting Henderson above ADP. Like, that just feels really stupid because Stevenson is still there. But you just try. You just do your best. You know, you put the – just like Brandon Bean would in his real-life job. You put the puzzle together.
Yeah.
Different coach. We're just guessing at what a coach's instincts would be. We're still only halfway through the season. And a guy like that, I think, could still pop. But, oh, well – Mike Vrabel wasn't Ramondre Stevenson's coach, so why would he want to go with Ramondre Stevenson, who always fumbles and
right,
is not
it's,
efficient?
It's a new day there. They'll go to the young guy.
And they didn't. Right. And then Stevenson fumbled at the goal line twice, and they still went with Stevenson. Yeah. So you can't really predict that.
Is there – see, you're the wrong person to ask. But now I'm curious because you said that about Marvin Harrison Jr., and I respect that because we also picked him. Is there a mechanism here anywhere where I can find out where I drafted these people? Like, I don't know. Is it,
I could probably tell you.
Because I'd like to know, like, where, you know, where in the process. Because like, if we reached for him because, like, oh, that's going to happen this year
Who
or something.
Who are your quarterbacks?
Murray and Hurts.
So you probably pick Hurts 1,
yes.
Thomas 2, Murray 3. Harrison Ford to stack him. That's my guess. But the draft board, those charts you hate, it's probably in there.
Yeah.
You probably still access that.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess, though.
I definitely thought about the stack. There's no question about that for me.
Which isn't as big a deal in a league like this as it would be in a tournament because there are just 10 teams.
Right.
You don't have to have the receiver right. I did the same thing with Washington, Daniels, and McLaurin. I did the same thing. How's that going? I have Daniels, McLaurin, and Kroski Merritt on that team.
That sounds like a great plan.
Oh,
When they play, you got to play them. At least Daniels, that's true of. Maybe he'll bounce back. That's Sunday night. Seattle at Washington is Sunday night. Is that interesting?
No.
Really? I kind of like it.
No.
I kind of like it. Sabres and Bruins, is that interesting? Pregame coming up at 6, yes?
We drafted Marvin Harrison Jr. 56th overall.
So fifth round, 10 teams. And so maybe Kittle in the fourth, or running back.
Yeah, probably.
Probably, that makes
sense.
I'm
glad it's way down at the bottom of the page, but it is there.
It's less of a bad pick if it's later.
Kittle was 36th.
Third.
Yeah.
Sabres and Bruins pregame at 6. Paul Hamilton joins us then. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.